10 days ago, Bajit Kandala camp was half its current size. This used to be a transit camp for Syrian refugees. Now it's home to thousands of displaced Iraqis. The camp has been expanded rapidly to meet the latest influx. 1,000 tents have been pitched in the past 2 weeks. Bazat is one of UNHCR's field officers in charge of this camp. He's here every day to monitor progress. His first stop today is to welcome one of the newest camp arrivals, an infant born 2 days ago.
So we'd like to refer these cases to protection units so that they can come as soon as possible. They're going to come and visit these families so that we can provide them with the necessary items.
Families who fled Sinjar and surrounding areas arrive with nothing. They moved in as tents were going up. Distributions take place daily to ensure there is enough food and water for everyone. Next stop for Bazad is to check on water and sanitation facilities.
This is a very urgent need for the families. After we relocate the families, we have 612 families relocated here as of today. So we are trying to manage better for the basic facilities, water delivery, latrines installation, and so on.
It's a work in progress. By the end of the week, 400 families will be sharing 100 latrines. The families here share similar tragic stories of long journeys and deep loss.
There are 9 families. They spent about 10 days in Sinjar Mountain. They told me they have left everything behind.
This camp is one of 4 currently being set up by UNHCR and its partners in this part of Iraq. More are being planned. Families living in makeshift shelters in places nearby will soon be able to have a more secure and comfortable shelter. A small step to alleviating the pain and suffering they have endured in past days.